Thank you for that question, and thank you for your comment. We have, at this immediate moment, a very large political fight internal to the energy industry. We have had some premature retirements of both coal and nuclear plants. There is a question of grid reliability and stability with removing these baseload units from operation. More specifically, this concern has been there for some time. More recently, our Secretary of Energy has asked our Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to consider whether plant owners in competitive power markets are to be compensated additionally because they provide a certain amount of security by way of having a 90-day fuel supply on site. So if you had a period of protracted bad weather, such as a hurricane, which we've had several hurricanes this autumn, you may have a period of a week or two when solar's not available because of cloud cover and storms, and wind's not available because in hurricane conditions, the wind speed is too high, and you have to take the wind unit out of operation or otherwise it fails. And you have circumstances in the wintertime when natural gas lines, compressor stations, and other equipment freeze, and natural gas is not available. So the Secretary of Energy posed the question, should plant owners be compensated for having a fuel supply so that plant is available during during storms and times of extreme weather weather events. And what this has done is it has caused the nuclear community and the coal community, who would benefit by a new special subsidy of sorts, to receive additional payments, and it would cause them to be more competitive than they are today. So you have the coal and the nuclear industries, which actually used to fight each other. They're aligned politically, and you have the natural gas and the renewable community aligned on the other side. And we have a term for politics we call strange bedfellows. And most of our gas production is the large international oil companies, ExxonMobil and Chevron and so forth. And you don't normally see the oil industry, big oil, as some would say, aligned with the renewable industry. So it has a very strange political dimension. And it's very unclear how this will turn out. The Secretary of Energy used a very obscure authority. He has the authority to make the request that he did, but it's never been used before. Now, interestingly, in our system of government regulations, the Secretary also has a hammer of sorts, because he has authority to order a plant to operate even if the plant operation is uneconomical and violates environmental regulation. So it's very strange. So the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, if they fail to reach a ruling that's consistent with his position, which, by the way, in our system of government, the Secretary of Energy carries out the instructions from the President. There's just no question, probably the same in all your countries. So there's no question it is a Trump administration policy that the Secretary of Energy is implementing. And so the next step, if the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which theoretically is independent, doesn't provide a ruling that's satisfactory, the Secretary can order any individual plant not to shut down, which creates an awkward moment for the owner if you're operating a plant and losing money. So it's I hope that's a satisfactory answer to your question. And if you can make sense of it, please let me know. Okay. So I think that draws us to the conclusion of the meeting. It looks like we're almost exactly on time. Three remarks in closing. Please join me in thanking our interpreters. Secondly, thank you for your decision to reelect me as chair. I hope that when my term ends in 2 years, you're not disappointed at the decision that you made. And if there's any point in between where you have any hints or suggestions, I'm very interested in your view. And then lastly, from my perspective, I want to thank all of the vice chairs of the Bureau for being willing to serve for re-election and for serving another 2 years with me. And with that, the last piece of business is I'd like our friends that are hosting the reception from Synfuels America to introduce yourselves so we all put names with faces. And thank you for sponsoring the reception.